A family grieving all over again. 5 years after his untimely death, Kian de los Santos' remains had to be exhumed, his grave's lease expiring along with scores of others killed during a war on drugs launched by then-Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Kian's uncle, Randy, has made it his mission to help other families.
Gusto ko. I wanted to reach out to families who were victims like us. I learned from visiting wakes that their loved ones did not shoot as the police claim.
Kian was 17 years old when police accused him of being a drug runner. They said they killed him in self-defense, but security footage proved otherwise.
Only one drug war-related murder by police has resulted in a conviction, that of Kian de los Santos. Out of thousands of deaths, the Justice Department is currently investigating just 52 cases. Yet the government insists the country's justice system is working.
President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has vowed a less bloody campaign against illegal narcotics, but he's ruled out rejoining the International Criminal Court, which is investigating his predecessor's administration for possible crimes against humanity.
What we're saying is we have an investigation here and it's ongoing. So why do we have to have that?
Human rights advocates have been working to uncover more evidence of extrajudicial killings. Dozens of bodies that have been exhumed have been brought to Dr. Raquel Fortun, one of only two forensic pathologists in the Philippines.
So far, I have seen about 9 cases where doctors signed the shooting case as natural. Hypertension, sepsis, pneumonia, those things.
But very clearly to you, they were not natural causes?
Oh yes, definitely. I'm seeing fractures, mostly headshots.
Dr. Fortun says she can only hope her work will help bring justice. But for families of victims, at the very least, it's closure that has been missing for years. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, Manila.